Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm sure for those of you who have just come up this weekend, hasn't it been glorious? You've really enjoyed the weather. But you have to understand, those of us who've been here for a while, this is our first taste of summer. Last week we were in jackets, some of us in winter jackets. I remember in April putting away all my winter clothes, only having to take them out again. It's been beautiful here for Memorial Day, and we're so grateful to God. And when I look at the beauty that surrounds us, especially here in Ephraim, when I look at the shoreline and how the sun plays off the water and the beautiful sunsets we have, I can just imagine Jesus on our shore like he was on the shores of Galilee. In fact, if you go out to the narthex, you'll see a beautiful picture of Jesus on the shore with the disciples. And have you ever noticed what's in the background? Our bluff. And I think of Jesus with those beautiful words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." For those of you coming here from other places, especially the city, I'm sure when you reach Ephraim, all of that trouble rolls off your backs. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I can just see Jesus before a miracle saying to the people who are fraught, saying to the people who need healing, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. I've got this." I can imagine those words tripping off his tongue as he looks out on the beautiful vistas of the Sea of Galilee. But even though I can imagine it, I know better. Because when Jesus uttered those immortal words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," all hell was about to break loose on him. One of his dearest friends, his closest associates, had just walked out the door. His name was Judas. Judas was a very honorable name. And Judas was one of his closest associates. And Judas went out the door at that Last Supper to betray his Lord and Master, the person who had been with him 3 years, who had taken care of business for him, was walking out the door to betray him. Some of his other disciples had uttered bravado, especially Peter, who said, "Nobody's going to take me from you. Everybody else will deny you, but I'm going to stand firm." And Jesus said, "Oh, really? You're going to deny me 3 times. So I know when he said this, it was on a dark night. And I'm sure he didn't stand up and say, "Oh, everything's fine. Don't worry. Be happy. Everything's well." I'm sure when he was sitting there talking to his disciples and he said, "Do not let your heart be troubled," there were probably tears in his eyes. We often wrongly feel that God, if we love Jesus, we're going to be delivered from the problems of this life. And that is just not true. "Do not let your hearts be troubled" does not mean, "I've got it, I'm going to take care of you, everything will be fine, I'm going to make everything better." It means that in the midst of the time when all hell breaks loose on us, God is with us. He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." And then he adds the caveat, "It's not like the world's peace." Well, thank goodness for that. Because we've been at this human experience for thousands and thousands of years, and we still haven't figured out how to bring peace to our lives. We still haven't figured out how to stop wars. And it's no wonder, Because to stop wars on a global level, we have to stop the infighting in our families and in our communities. If we can't figure out how to speak peace to our families, how on earth are we going to figure out how to have peace in our world? Peace in our world depends on so many factors. And if Jesus said, you can only have peace when our world's at peace, we'd all be in trouble. But he said, no, I give you a very different kind of peace. It's a peace that cannot be mined away. And when I was trying to think of a word picture for peace, I thought of us being in the middle of a funnel cloud and someone grabbing a hold and helping us to stand firm. That's peace. I think of my dear sister-in-law, when I spoke to her yesterday about my brother, she said, it is God who is sustaining us through this. I think of the time with another brother several years ago when I had to travel 2 days to be at his side, not knowing if he was going to be alive when I got there. And it was the middle of winter, and as I was driving down to Texas, they were not pretty vistas to comfort me along the way. They were pretty ugly sights. As I'm driving down the highway, I thought maybe the city planners purposely decided to make all the highways ugly. I had never seen such ugliness in nature. And as I was driving there and worried about my brother, all of a sudden songs came to me and I was singing at the top of my lungs. And it was not peace I could manufacture, but it was that peace of God that in the midst of the tornado kept me strong. That's what peace is. And he said, there's another thing that I will give you in the midst of your tornado. He said, I'm going to send the advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you. Now, what is an advocate? An advocate is someone who stands by your side, especially when you cannot speak or think for yourself. And that advocate tells you about the things that you need to know. The advocate reminds you that you are a child of the heavenly King. The advocate reminds us of our ethical duties. The advocate reminds us of whose we are. And that's a gift that we are given every single day. When all hell breaks loose around us, we are given the advocate. We're given peace beyond measure. These are the gifts of God. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In the midst of all the trouble we have in life, God gives us peace to stand. He gives us a voice within that tells us who we are. Let us pray. Far away in the depths of my spirit today lies a melody sweeter than psalm. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls over my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, flowing down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Lord, for that one who has come here today, when life has imploded on them, I ask that your peace would sustain them and that the advocate the gift of the Holy Spirit would set them on a straight path and help them to know that they are children of the Heavenly Father. We ask all these mercies in Jesus' name. Amen.